When I was about 10 years old, I sat in my home church on Christmas Eve singing that very hymn that we just sang, "Lo, how a rose e'er blooming." I remember the evening quite well, holding a candle near the end of the service, looking out in the dark sanctuary, looking forward to getting home and having a nice meal and unwrapping some presents. But as I heard those ancient words, it was beautiful. But to be honest, I had no idea what it meant. Absolutely none. It was, the message seemed to be hidden to me. There was, "Half spent was the night, lo, a rose e'er blooming." There were all sorts of things that didn't make sense to me. Now, maybe it was the vocabulary, maybe it was my age, but the truth was there, but I couldn't see it. And that's kind of what Advent is all about, isn't it? It's a paradoxical season. And this morning, I want to kind of look at some ways we see this through the lens of all three of our assigned texts. Let's go to Isaiah first. In Isaiah 35, he paints a picture that is almost overwhelming in its beauty. "The wilderness and the dry land will be glad, the desert will rejoice and blossom." It's a barren land erupting into color. It's weak hands that are strengthened. It's fearful hearts that are told, "Be strong and fear not." Today is often called Gaudete Sunday, the Sunday of rejoicing, from the Latin word rejoice, Gaudete, and it comes from the assigned introit that we had earlier in our service today, assigned for the third Sunday in Advent. It's based on Philippians 4, "Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say rejoice." We light a pink candle. You might have heard that's the candle of joy. There's lots of different definitions, but it's a day of rejoicing. It's kind of the hinge in Advent. Yet for many, the joy that Isaiah describes feels quite distant, muted, or even covered over. You might say the bloom is off the rose. Have you heard that phrase before? The bloom is off the rose, meaning it's not really as beautiful as I thought it was going to be. But no matter how brightly this candle burns, sometimes the season can just feel kind of eh. The bloom is off the rose. Now, some of that is the world around you, but some of that is the world inside of you. Because there's a hard truth. You don't always trust the promises of God. You often search for him in places he never told you to look. You look inside your own thoughts and your own feelings or in your own strength. And when you can't find him there, you begin to fear the worst. You try to build your own joy or create your own certainty. But friends, let me tell you, you cannot. And when joy fails, you wonder if God has failed. This, my friend, is the effect of sin. And it leaves you in the dark. And we can say the bloom is off the rose. This is one of the paradoxes of Advent. Joy is proclaimed, yet joy seems hidden. John the Baptist knew this ache. If we go to the gospel lesson for today, we see John. But if you know a little bit about John the Baptist, you know that earlier in the narrative, we heard him at his strongest. He pointed to Jesus. He says with utter confidence, "Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." And he preached that the Messiah would arrive with fire and with judgment. But as we read in our text for today, everything seems to look different to John. He's sitting in prison. There's no fire, no judgment, no dramatic overthrow of evil. Herod still rules. Darkness still suffocates. And from that darkness comes the question, are you the one who is to come, or do we need to look for another? This isn't just a small bit of doubt. It is the greatest prophet, Jesus even said so, who is struggling to see God's work through the hiddenness and suffering and delay. But it's interesting, Jesus doesn't chastise him. Jesus does not say, "John, how could you?" What does he do? He answers with scripture. He tells John's disciples, "Go and tell John what you see and hear. The blind receive their sight, the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised up, and the poor have good news preached to them." Jesus himself, quoting from Isaiah 35, is showing John that the desert is blooming. He's saying, John, it's all happening. Yeah, I know it might look a little bit hidden, but it's real, John. It's real. And even in the midst of that truth, John remains in prison. Evil still seems to win, which brings us to another paradox. The Messiah is present, but his glory is veiled. His reign has begun, but not in the way that John expected. And I would guess not in the way that you expect either. And now is where we can put Isaiah's vision and John's questions, and we can bring in James's call for patience. Because Isaiah shows the future bursting into the present. John shows how hard it is to see it at times, but James shows how we can wait. James writes, "Be patient, therefore, until the coming of the Lord. See how the farmer waits for the precious fruit of the earth, being patient about it, until it receives the early and the late rains. You also be patient. Establish your hearts, for the coming of the Lord is at hand." Christ's work is often hidden. Hidden in weakness, hidden in ordinary means, hidden in places that the world ignores. But hidden does not mean absent. Let me say it again. Hidden does not mean absent. Every Sunday here in this place, we experience an incarnational moment. The same Christ who came hidden in Mary's womb comes once again in word and in sacrament. The world sees only bread and wine, water and human speech, but here Christ himself acts. Here sins are forgiven. Here life is given. Here the desert blooms. Here the rose appears. So hear this today. Christ has come for you. He took your doubts into his wounded hands. He's carried your hidden fears in his silence before his accusers. He's borne your sin upon the cross. He entered your darkness and he died your death. And he rose so that you might rise. He is not far off. He is not indifferent. He's not waiting for you to figure him out. He comes to you now. He forgives you now. He strengthens you now. He gives you his faithfulness in place of your faltering trust. James says, "You have seen the purpose of the Lord, how the Lord is compassionate and merciful." You see, the judge who is coming is the Savior who has already suffered for you. That's what turns patience into hope. That's what makes endurance possible, because in Christ you are free. In Christ you are forgiven. Isaiah says that the ransomed will return with singing, and that everlasting joy shall be upon their heads. And that everlasting joy is not only in the future, it breaks into your life now through Christ's hidden yet powerful presence here in this place. Because here's another paradox. Christ seems hidden, but he is here. He comes in bread and wine, the very body and blood of Christ for you. He comes in the feeble words of this sinner and from my lips to your ears. So today we can rejoice. Today the rose candle burns. We remember that the rose that blooms from Jesse's line rose from the dead. We remember the Messiah who came hidden in flesh, who comes hidden in his gifts today, and who will come again in full glory. So when the bloom seems off the rose, know that the desert is still blossoming. For Christ is here. Christ is working. Christ is coming again. And that's what Advent is all about. Now may the peace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ guard your hearts and your minds in him.